Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Mel Mobley, Associate Professor of Music at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Hey, Mel.
Hey, how you doing, Corey?
I just told you a minute ago, it's been a year since I've seen you, I think.
It has. It's time again.
And it's time again for the New Music on the Bayou Festival. Now, what year are we in?
We're in year three, and every year seems to be getting growing in certain areas. We're getting more composer responses. Hopefully, we will get more audience response this year, just like we did last year. So,
well, this is kind of a neat thing that you started. Tell me about the festival. You bring people in from all over the place, right?
All over the world, really. Yeah, we started by advertising online, and we were surprised when we got so many people applying from so far away, but ever since the first year, we've had international applicants, and we have applicants from all over the country. And these are composers who are submitting their pieces to have them played here. And we will have 40 composers here this year. And the farthest one, I believe, is Italy. And the closest one would be right here in Monroe, Louisiana. So
now think about that. You got 40 composers coming from all over the world to Monroe, Louisiana, to perform for people. Now, the hard part is we got to get the people out there to come hear this thing.
Exactly.
Now, let's talk about this. This isn't a thing. This is a bunch of things.
Right.
Let's start with the first day. When do you get kicked off this year?
We get kicked off tomorrow. So you can, if you're interested, you should come out. We have a concert at 2 p.m. On the Louisiana Tech campus at Stone Theater. And then we have a concert in the evening at 7 p.m. at the Ruston Artisans Art Gallery, which is a new gallery downtown. And we're really excited to be there. It's kind of a really cool, quirky venue. So,
well, tell me about – so let's start with that early one at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Who do you have performing? Who's going to be coming in tomorrow?
Well, now the performers are all – and that's the other cool thing is these composers are coming from everywhere, but the performers are mostly local or regional. So you will see people from ULM and Tech and professional musicians in the area performing pieces by, on that first concert, we have our Italian composer's piece is going to be played, and that is a piece for piano solo. And we also have a piece by a New York composer named Tony Salitro that will feature our trio here, Trio Melange.
Okay, so this is Thursday?
This is Thursday,
this
yeah.
This is Thursday, because we do play this as a recording sometimes. So Thursday, 2 p.m., Stone Theater at Louisiana Tech. And then at 7 p.m. at the Ruston Artisans Gallery. Now, here's the big kicker. How much does this thing cost me to get in?
All of our concerts are free except the last one. The last one is the only one we charge anything for.
So free. Tomorrow
free.
You can go out in Ruston
exactly.
And you can hear great music all day long.
Exactly. Yes, it is wonderful. And you can even attend the rehearsals if you're interested. The rehearsals usually happen in the spaces in the 4 hours beforehand. So you're welcome to come in and look at that, too.
Now, just like the Ginsu knife guy, but wait, there's more. We're in Ruston on Thursday. What happens on Friday?
Friday, we're over here in Monroe, and we start with a 2 p.m. concert at Grace Episcopal Church. We've never been in that venue. We're real excited about it. We have a piece by a composer from Tennessee that will be for organ, brass quintet, and percussion, and we're real excited. He's been to the festival each year. He actually used to perform. He used to be a trumpeter with the Metropolitan Opera in New York.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's some high caliber folks.
Yeah. And then we have the 7 p.m. concert on Friday night will be on the ULM campus at Biedenharn Hall.
Okay. So that's Thursday and Friday. There's music both days. By the way, if you're just joining us, I'm with Mel Mobley, Associate Professor of Music. He's the brains behind the New Music on the Bayou Festival in year number 3. Mel, if folks want to find out a better schedule than what we're telling them now, or maybe they'll forget and want to go somewhere, where can they find out more about the festival?
You just go to newmusiconthebayou.com, and you can buy tickets for the last concert online, or you can look and see where the concerts are, and you can even see what pieces are going to be played on the concerts.
Now, there are concerts on Saturday, too. I'll tell you about those in just a moment. But I want to ask you, Why are you doing this? It seems like a lot of work for a guy.
It is. It's a whole lot of work. And I do have a lot of people helping me, and they're great people, and that's why it's been so successful. Greg Lyons over in Ruston is the other coordinator, and Sarah Waller does a lot of our technical, logistical support. But we decided we want to do this because we think this is a thing that people don't get to hear very often, number one, and it's a thing that we think is very important in the artistic world. These are the composers of today that will be in the history books tomorrow.
You know, I look back at my time when I was playing in band in college, and you would just see some guy's name on the top right-hand corner of a piece of paper, and you'd be like, Beethoven, Bach, Mel. You never knew who those people were. And it was really cool when the composer actually came in. Then when the composer came in and got in front of the band and said, this is what I meant to you to do there. This is why I wrote the piece. This is what I was thinking about.
Exactly. And that's one of the big things about it is these composers are here so that after the concert, you know, the audience can go up and say, I loved your piece. I don't get, why did you do this? Or what, you know, that's what they want. They want to interact with our communities.
All right. The big day, they're all big days, but a big day on Saturday. Take me through Saturday morning.
Okay. Well, Saturday morning, we go out to Black Bayou and we take the visiting composers on a tour of the bayou that will start at 10. I'm sure that anybody there could probably tag along. And then at 11 a.m., we start our concert there, and we have a concert. There's a little amphitheater back behind the houses there at the Black Bayou Refuge, and we have a little concert there at 11.
That's good. You're getting it done early because it's only going to be 100 on Saturday.
But it's going to be worth it.
And Saturday night, this is the paid event. Talk to me about what's going on Saturday night.
Okay, well, Saturday night is kind of our big, you know, blowout event. And we have that at the Strauss Theater. And we include dance on that. We have a couple of choreographed pieces. And we announce the winner of the Black Bayou Composition Award. And afterwards, you walk back out into the lobby, and there's a big, wonderful reception there that has been hosted by the Monroe Symphony League. So we get a lot of support from people like the Monroe Symphony League, the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council. We're really excited about that.
It's the New Music on the Bayou Festival. My visitor has been Mel Mobley, Associate Professor of Music. You can find out more. These are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There are morning events, afternoon events, and evening events. You can find out more at newmusiconthebayou.com.